Thanks for those answers. Just a quick follow-up. James, interested in your comments about the strength of our balance sheet relative to our peers. There's been some press in the US of late about Las Vegas Sands being under enormous pressure, share price plunging, emergency capital raising. I'm just wondering if we're looking at picking up any diamonds in the rubble here, that if we are the strongest player out there and there's competitors falling over, how much capacity do we have to strike in this unique moment? In answering that, can you talk a little bit about the currency? Because clearly we've just had an unprecedented crash in our currency. What has that meant for us, and what capacity, where's our cash sitting in terms of whether we would be able to spend billions of dollars buying US assets? And just a final point, I know that both Rupert Murdoch and Frank Lowy happily answered this question saying they had no debt at all. And I'm interested in terms of assessing your capacity to support a rights issue, if that was considered the thing to do to snap up these great bargains out there. Do you have any margin loans or any debt pledges on your personal holding in Crown? Thank you.
The answer to the last question is no. And CBH would be in a position to participate in a rights offering if an equity raising, if that was appropriate, for CBH to look at, or for Crown to look at a particular point in time. In terms of looking at diamonds in the rough, I think that the important thing for Crown at the moment is to implement well the capital expenditure program that's existing in Australia, and also to bed down the cannery acquisition that we're in the process of going through final probity hearings for. I think we then still would be in a position to do more if we found something that was compelling. But, you know, our plates are... we have a lot on, and management has a big job in terms of making sure that all of these projects are executed as well as we've seen management execute them in the case of Crown and in the case of Burswood.
Our writing instructions from the board are very clear.
And Stephen, again, to reiterate, as far as the currency and the money's on deposit, there is approximately $1.8 billion of US dollars sitting on deposit available for the settlement of Cannery. And against that, on the liability side, we will end up with approximately $900 million of US denominated debt.